This is KYUK, Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. For the first time ever, the ice road on the frozen Kuskokwim River has been plowed to Sleetmute, a village northeast of Bethel. The ice road now stretches about 350 miles from Tuntutuliak south of Bethel to Sleetmute, according to Mark Leary, who helped lead the effort. That's longer than most traditional highways in the state, but it's likely a bit more rough in places, given that the road is a frozen river. The previous record was 200 miles from Bethel to Crooked Creek in March 2018. Still, it allows for snow machine and vehicle traffic in a region that otherwise relies on unpredictable airplane travel in the winter. Tim Zakar manages the roads for the village of Crooked Creek and helped plow the ice road to Sleetmute. He says the snow and rough ice made it hard for people to travel to other villages and to get medical aid and food supplies.
I don't think they really thought we'd make it there, but we did, and I think a lot of people were surprised.
A crew from Napaimute, a seasonal village in the Middle Kuskokwim River area, headed out from Bethel on February 7th to plow the river. But the six-man crew hit a rough patch once they got to Chawathbuluk. Mark Leary works for the village of Napaimute. Boulders of ice and thick snow blanketed the river in that section, making it impassable to snow machine and truck traffic. He says it took a long time to bulldoze and then plow from Chawathbuluk to Napaimute.
It's 14 hours to go 20 miles. We arrived at Napaimute at 2 o'clock in the morning.
But from there, it was a much easier effort. Zakar and four other men helped them plow all the way to Sleetmute, roughly 70 miles up the river. They arrived in Sleetmute on Saturday, where residents greeted them with a huge potluck. Leary and his crew are currently headed back to Bethel, plowing the entire way back. 1 month in business, and Bethel's first marijuana store has been broken into and stolen from. Alaska Buds was burglarized Monday around 12:30 a.m. The store manager reports no marijuana or cash was taken. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Alaska Buds manager Matthew Jackson arrived at the store around 1 a.m. Police were there by then, and the burglars had fled the scene.
I am absolutely not surprised. It's going to happen sooner or later. I mean, better sooner than later, I guess.
Jackson says the store's camera footage caught the whole incident, which began with a sledgehammer busting down the door.
They used a sledgehammer to break that outside window on the entryway, and then they used the same sledgehammer just to bash in the doorknobs and the deadbolt.
Jackson says it was a pair of individuals who were wearing sweatshirts and face masks.
I'd never seen them in here before. I don't think they're in here. I think they were minors. Because the way they looked around and everything, anybody that's been in here knows where all the marijuana is sold from.
Jackson says the burglars smashed some of the glass display cases and stole packs of hemp leaves used to roll blunts or large joints. But that's all they got.
Like a couple bucks worth of rolling papers.
The reason the thieves didn't walk away with any cash or marijuana is because Jackson locks both of those up in two large safes.
You need a plasma cutter to open those safes.
Plus, Jackson leaves the register and the ATM open at night.
So that nobody destroys it, thinking there might be money in there.
The store's alarm system notified Bethel police at 12:39 a.m. Acting Police Chief Amy Davis says an officer responded to the scene within 5 minutes. Still, that wasn't quick enough to catch the culprits. Jackson says the intruders must have known about the security system.
They were in the building for maybe like less than a minute altogether, from when they broke the front door to when they left through the front door.
Jackson says there is one silver lining to the burglary.
It was a good test that all the systems were working and the policies in place are adequate.
The suspects who broke into Alaska Buds are still at large. If you have any idea who they are, notify Bethel Police. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In more marijuana news, Bethel's second marijuana store is almost open for business. Last Thursday, the state's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office conducted its final inspection of Cusco Kush before it opens. Store co-owner Naeem Shabani said it, quote, passed with flying colors, and he plans on opening in early March. Cusco Cush was embroiled in a land dispute with the city for months before the Bethel City Council finally decided to sell the property to the marijuana store. Acting City Manager Bill Howell reports that sale was completed January 9th. Now, Cusco Cush has all the permissions it needs from both the city and the state to open Bethel's second marijuana store. The first, Alaska Buds, opened January 17th. In municipal news, one of the effects of enacting local option is that Bethel loses its alcohol sales tax. That's $500,000 the city estimated it would receive last year. And with that money gone, there goes the funding for Bethel's Community Action Grant Program as well. Back in 2017, the City Council decided 20% of alcohol sales tax would fund community action grants, described on the city website as, quote, health, public safety, and social services that offset the effects of alcohol in the community. For the past fiscal year, that amounted to $120,000. In the past, the grants have been awarded to services like Bethel Winter House, reflective tape for people's clothes, and bus passes for elders. With Bethel's local option decision last October, City Clerk Lori Strickler says there is no longer automatic funding for the program next fiscal year. Several council members have asked if the grants could be funded through a marijuana sales tax. Strickler says that it could. Another option is the alcohol use tax, which is collected on alcohol orders from Anchorage liquor stores. Strickler reports that $46,000 still remain for community action grants this fiscal year. That will last until July. Bethel City Council will have to decide what happens after that. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news at kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.